Football Friday.
I mean, I completely hate candy corn.
No one comes into our house, pushes us around.
You know, it's not time to panic, but it almost is.
You really stuck him, Campbell.
Yeah, I love me a little contact, Petey.
Here's Brady Hall.
Football Friday. It is 6 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. A very important weekend for a lot of the teams that we talk about throughout the course of the week on the whole show. This hour is where we go 100% focused in on football. And hey, let's start with the Denver Broncos. They have not been winless in October since 1967. And they're trying to avoid that this weekend. And we keep having, what's the mark of a bad organization within the last few years? You keep having a lot of this hasn't happened since then. This hasn't happened since then. They haven't had these losing seasons. They haven't had back-to-back losing seasons. They hadn't missed the playoffs in that many years in a row. And now trying to avoid their first winless October since 1967. And what stands in their way is the 2-5 Washington football team, led by Taylor Heineke. I don't even say it right yet. He hasn't earned the correct pronunciation just yet. He was 25 for 37 for 268 yards last week against the Pack. One touchdown, one interception. He was sacked 4 times. But he can run the ball. He can definitely run the ball. So Denver will have to be ready for that dynamic as they desperately look to get through this thing. I just saw a report from Kliss moments ago on Twitter that Von Miller and Jerry Jeudy both were not practicing. So is Jeudy, did he have a setback? Could have a setback, and that could be a rough go. So your thoughts on the Broncos this weekend? I mean, our poll question yesterday was, do you think this team can finish with a winning record? I mean, if you answered yes to that, then you absolutely, you have to have them beat this team. You got to find a way to beat Washington, but we've been saying that for 2 weeks now. Got to find a way to beat the Raiders. Got to find a way to beat Cleveland on Thursday. Sooner or later, you get to the point where you just go, I just hope we see something that gives us hope for the future. And I don't know if the Broncos are there just yet. If you lose this one, then yeah, every game just becomes, let's see, hope for the future. You're adding Kenny Young to the mix in the inside linebacker position, which was a desperately needed spot. So you really needed to do that. Brady, what are we going to do if a new texter goes with Colfax? I don't know, man. I don't know what that means. Should not Colfax's NIL be enshrined in the Hooligan Greatest of All Time? Name, image, and likeness agreement? What is he, a college player now? I'm not sure what to do with that, Eastside Chris. I'm not sure. I don't know, man.
I appreciate the support, though.
He did say he supports Angel at the end. Okay. I don't know.
Actually, I got a message from someone last night after I went and had dinner at the Goat. They didn't see me there, but they just said that they liked it and very good on the recommendation.
Hey.
The cheese curds specifically.
On the cheese curds. Did you try the cheese curds?
I did. I had the cheese curds.
Good?
Yeah, very good. Cheese curds, and I had the Goat burger.
I had the Goat burger, too.
Really good.
It's delicious. I might go there this afternoon, man. The lunch sounds pretty good over there today. The Goat is our go-to now.
They were pretty packed last night when I was there, too.
Dude, they fill it up. People loved it. But the cool thing is, like I say this a million times, doesn't matter where you sit, you're going to have a spot where you can watch some kind of a game. So I really appreciate that. A true sports bar. Greeley's needed one, man. They deserve one. It's also the home of the UNC Coaches Show, which Ed McCaffrey pops out there every single Tuesday. It'll transition to basketball in a couple of weeks, if you can believe that, with Steve Smiley. Can the Broncos beat the Washington football team? Are you concerned at all when your two leaders say two different things? Does that bother you? Does it bother you that Teddy Bridgewater says it's not time to panic, but it almost is? And then Von Miller says it's time to stay on the alarm. Those are the same things, right?
Yeah, it's a little worrying when, you know, your star defensive player says something and then your quarterback says something else. It's a little concerning that maybe one is more optimistic than the other. Maybe Vaughn is just like, yeah, this team is bad.
Well, Vaughn felt embarrassed against the Browns because he talked a mad game going into that, saying he's going to tear it up, he's going to kill. I don't know who the right tackle is, but I'm going to kill him. Well, he was ineffective for the most part. He had some moments where he, you know, got in there, but he didn't get a sack. He was ineffective for the most part. Gets hurt, and then away we go. You know, you see his replacement come in and get a sack immediately after the fact. So that's bothering him. So maybe he's looking at this going, this is it, man. This is it. It almost felt like a goodbye speech the other day, just listening to it. You know, and if you don't beat Washington, if you're the Broncos, do you then say, all right, 3-5, if we can't beat Washington and Cleveland and the Raiders, then maybe our best bet is to just trade away Von Miller. Maybe so. I don't know. I don't see them doing that. I see them staying the course just to ride this thing out. But I tell you, the longer the season goes, it does feel like Von Miller's not going to be around anymore.
Well, at some point, this organization's going to have to start over. And it's just a matter of, is that towards the end of the season, after the season, or right now?
Do you think that they thought they were going to be a playoff team this year?
On paper, yes.
Well, they have the roster. I mean, it seems like they have the roster. I saw today, as far as the top rookies, ProFootball.com came out with the top rookies at this point, and Patrick Surtain's like number 3. And so, I mean, that's really encouraging with what you're seeing with the youth on this team. Guys like Javonte Williams, Patrick Surtain, hopefully Jerry Jeudy. Those are the guys that you're going to build around. But you need to see those positive. And this, again, goes back to my whole Drew Lock thing. Is if you thought Teddy was the guy that was going to move the needle for you, I mean, I'm talking move the needle. Because if you're not planning to win a Super Bowl, Chris Carter said it, you're wasting your time. So if Teddy Bridgewater's not going to win you a Super Bowl, what are you doing? Go with Drew Lock, see what he's got, and then close the book, and then you officially move on. So if they lose to Washington, I know Vic Fangio hates Drew Lock, but I got to think that if they lose Sunday, shouldn't you then replace them with Drew Lock, so George Payton can figure out if there's anything there?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt at this point. You're not playing really for anything.
If you lose to Washington, you're not a play. You're damn sure not going to beat anybody else on this schedule. We already said that about Cleveland. If you lose to Cleveland, as depleted as they are, you're not going to beat anybody on this schedule. So maybe you do clean house a little bit. Maybe you do trade Von Miller away. Maybe you bench Teddy Bridgewater. Not necessarily because he was the problem. He hasn't been the solution necessarily either. But when do you go and say, hey, Lock's in? I mean, this is it, kind of. I mean, if you've lost 4 in a row, you go winless in October for the first time since 1967. If you lose to Washington, you have to start asking those questions of, what are we doing here now? George Payton, this is your feeling out year. I get that. You need to provide some positives at the end of the season that you can present to the new owner. I mean, that's when you have a new owner come in, they're going to want to quickly make more money off their investment. And how do you do that in football? You win games. So if they lose to Washington, this does feel like it's time to clean a little house. And I know, how many times have we said it the last 3 weeks, that this is a must-win game? Baltimore wasn't a must-win game. Pittsburgh wasn't a must-win game. The Raiders started to feel like a must-win game. Although the Raiders are top 15 right now in the ESPN NFL Pro Rankings. They're a good team. Love Gruden, hate Gruden. He built up what looks to be a pretty damn good football team. So maybe that one doesn't turn out to be as much of a must-win because the Raiders are actually winning games. But then you lose to the Browns, who I believe Baker made our big story of the day, actually presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. There it is. Big story of the day saying that Baker Mayfield's going to give it a go this weekend. So just like that, the Browns are like, you know what, Case, you're done. We're going with Baker. We'll see if Baker is better because he's been playing virtually hurt all season so far. So anyway, you go back to that Browns loss. And that one felt like close to it. You lose to Washington and you're 3-5 with really no... I don't see any necessary end in sight as far as the losing, because you're not, like, Dak Prescott's, I don't know if he's going to go this weekend or not, but the fact that it's an I don't know if he's going to go, surely he'll go the following week against Denver. It's an 11 o'clock game in Dallas. Denver does not fare well in morning games, earlier games, and it's in Dallas, and Dallas looks like a contender right now. Boy, the NFC is tough. I mean, you look at last night, you have Green Bay and Arizona, Tampa Bay, and Dallas right there in the thick of it, and the Rams.
Yeah, it's interesting because for a while it was the AFC that was dominating. But, you know, you've seen the Chiefs lose, you've seen the Bills lose, you've seen the Titans start to come up. And, yeah, the NFC is way more competitive, I feel, at this point.
Yeah, yeah, you're not wrong. I mean, and last night, that's why it was such a big game. Because... that number one stand, as far as like that number one seed, which is important now with the additional game, is that number one seed is king. You know, you're the one team on each side that gets the bye. So who's that going to be? It's a race to the finish at this point. So NFC is good. Dallas is good. So, I mean, yeah, your only chance is really like if you're just looking at it on paper, you think that there's three wins on the schedule for Denver?
I think the only wins I could see is this one, Washington, Philly, maybe Cincinnati, but at that point, they're pretty good.
Since he's starting, well, you got Detroit on that. So,
yeah.
And that's at home. So, I mean, I'm worst case scenario for me, well, worst case scenario is you lose them all. But, you know, you could still turn out, could you still turn out a 7-win, 8-win season? And is that considered enough for Vic Fangio? Yeah, you're going to have to win your musts. But then you got to find a way to probably pull off some upsets. Can you beat the Chargers at home? Can you beat the Chiefs on the road? Chiefs are, you know, they're showing us they're human right now, but that's one of those games, December 5th, that maybe by then the Chiefs have got it all figured out. So, yeah, this one, just like the Cleveland game, if not more so, is you have to find a way to get it done, and again, I'm going to harp on it because it needs to be harped on. You have to start and punch them in the mouth. You have to start getting your run game really going with Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams. Like, it's simple. Why aren't you really giving that the dedication that it deserves? I mean, time and time again, we are saying the same thing. Why aren't you running the ball, Pat Shurmur? Shurmur says he doesn't pay attention to any of the media and anybody talking about him. Okay, well, maybe you should. I mean, I know we're all armchair quarterbacks, but I think the consistent thing here we've all said is run the ball. You drafted Javonte Williams in the second round. You're paying Melvin Gordon. He's like the seventh or sixth best, highest paid running back in the league. At some point, your GM should come in and say, dude, we wasted money and a draft pick on those two guys. So I need to see more out of them, and you're not doing it. When does that happen? Because it needs to. We're going to take a short break. Is this weekend at Canvas Stadium, Hallows Eve, All Hallows Eve, is that right? Is this the opportunity for the Rams to beat the Boise State Broncos, or is their season about to become extremely terrifying leading up to the Halloween night coming up on Sunday? It is the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
No Limit Collectibles. Were you ever a card collector or anything like that? You can get into that stuff.
Not card collecting. Over the summer, I started a Funko Pop collection.
Okay, yeah.
I think they're pretty cool.
Oh, I have a couple of them. They're pretty cool.
I have like 12.
It's fun to collect stuff, man.
Yeah. My wallet doesn't like it.
Well, No Limit, locally owned and operated. So, I mean, they're gonna help hook you up. They're going to have better deals for you. And listen, I love working with these guys. Buy, sell, trade. There's no limit to what you can collect. They will be moving their location to Greeley, actually. They will be moving. Yeah, so that's kind of the big news there. We're going to get more and more details. We're probably going to set up a remote out there at some point. But, you know, your jerseys, signed memorabilia, you know, capturing some of the greatest moments in sports history, whether it's that or it's card collecting. Cards boosting again. Like, they are starting to boom in the basketball, football card, baseball cards as well. That's No Limit Collectibles. Buy, sell, trade. There's no limit to what you can collect. Well, we're going to find out if CSU drowning out the noise this week really helped them this week, coming up tomorrow night against Boise State, a team they've never beat before. Their goals are still somewhat in front of them. Now, they're going to, if we're talking competing for the Mountain West championship, which I think that's still, I'm not ready to have that conversation just yet. I'm not there. But if they want to, then obviously they have to win. And they're going to have to hope for Utah State to lose. And Boise State's an interesting team, man. Look at their schedule. They lose to UCF. That was a 36-31 game. I think that was like one of the first games of the season in college football. And then UCF, of course, 4-3. They kind of hit a snag there. They did beat Boston College, Steve Adazio's former team. But so, okay, UCF, decent team. You're on the road, first game of the season. You beat UTEP 54-13. You lost to Oklahoma State 21-20, close game. You beat Utah State. You smoked Utah State, actually, team that just beat Colorado State. You lost to Nevada 41-31. Then you beat BYU pretty handily, 26-17. And then you turn around and you lose to Air Force, which is understandable. So when you look at a 3-4 record, it's pretty deceiving, because Boise State has probably had the toughest schedule, maybe, in the Mountain West Conference. So when you stare this thing down and you look at, you know, a couple weeks ago, Boise State was off last week. They went up against Air Force, and Air Force just did Air Force-y things. I mean, Brad Roberts, 28 carries, 138 yards. Hazeek Daniels, 21 carries, 83 yards. Micah Davis, 6 carries, 63 yards. They're going to just run the ball. Hazeek Daniels threw it 5 times. I mean, that's Air Force football. They're going to lull you to sleep, but they're going to pound you into the absolute dirt if you let them. And Boise State kind of did in that one, especially in that second half, or in the second quarter. Air Force scored 14 to Boise State 7. Now, Hank Bachmeyer is a good quarterback, but he's kind of a tale of two quarterbacks sometimes. So which quarterback are the Rams going to see? He can air it out, and that's where, again, you need to see CSU secondary play out of their minds, because that's their weak spot in the defense. And I don't think they've yet to be fully exposed just yet. So I still think that, you know, that we haven't seen them have a complete and total lapse as far as like play after play after play. We've seen some bad plays, but you're just waiting. And maybe they can contain that. Maybe that front seven, maybe Scott Patchett and company can really get after Bachmeyer. First advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Noob texting in, which Bronco team needs a win more this weekend, Boise or Denver? So since Boise's got a new head coach this year, and they had a hell of a schedule, I'm actually going to say it's Denver, the Denver Broncos, because Boise's not going to, they're not making any big changes. They're sticking with their guy. They know it's not a rebuild, but it's, you know, we're getting retooling. Anytime you bring in a new, I mean, you're replacing Brian Harsin, who's coaching for Auburn now. So it's a tough coach to replace, at least for Mountain West. But Denver, you lose to Washington, and Vic Fangio's job is all but done. I mean, it is done. I mean, it may be done anyway, but you can't lose to them. This is a bad Washington football team. I thought they were going to be a little better this year. The defense may be improved, but this is a bad team. And you need to be able to go and beat a bad team. You know, you're going to have to watch out for some guys for sure. I mean, they have some studs on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, you're really hoping that offensive line can kind of get back to where, you know, to where we thought they were. Chase Young, I mean, that guy, a scary dude. But I'm gonna say Denver does, because Boise's got a new coach. They're going to be a little forgiving. Maybe the fan base won't be, but I would say, you know, with a tough schedule, brand new coach, you're going to be a little bit more lenient on that first season with him. I mean, who needs him more, CSU or Boise State? CSU is in a state where, okay, you locked out the media. Everybody agrees when you talk outside the program, they think it's a bad move. I'm trying my best here, Angel. I'm trying to, because we have the Scott Patchett show on Mondays. He's an Addazio guy. No question about it. He'll be the first one to tell you. I've talked to him in conversations that I'm not going to really blare out on this show, but I can see why. Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and is also a very good friend of the station's, too. So is Eddie Hers from the Reporter Herald. So are all those guys.
Well, I'm just thinking we had some technical issues with Kevin yesterday. That might have been Addazio trying to stop us from interviewing him.
That's probably what it was, cutting the wires.
Yeah.
He's somewhere with like a curly mustache.
Those media will never write stories.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for you damn Coloradoan people. Is it fair to, am I copping out here when I say it's fair to see both sides of this?
No. I mean, you're a sports host, so you get a leeway to be on the fence.
When you get tired of it and you had a bad thing and the players are frustrated, because the players were frustrated. Mike Brohard told us this on Tuesday. The players were frustrated that some of the reporters kind of insinuated that Addazio threw them under the bus by saying they just ran out on it, they weren't instructed to do that. And so Brohard told us, hey, the players were kind of frustrated with that. So my brain goes to, maybe that was a whole team collaborative effort to say, you know what, let's just not talk to him this week. Let's focus on Boise State and get back on track and see what happens. You've heard college football teams do this before. There's times teams have said, you know what, we're just locking it out this week. It's kind of rare, but it happens. So I guess I could see both sides. If Boise State clobbers CSU, then it's going to be a joke. People are going to get upset again. And I don't know how much the average fan cares that media was shut off access for 2 days. You know, I was talking to Eddie Hers, who was in during Clark and the Coach show, stepping in with Bruce and Tanner. And he's like, you know, it's 2 days in the grand scheme of things. Is it the worst thing in the world? No. Is it annoying? Is it kind of, yeah, it kind of sucks. But it's 2 days. Now, if it turns into more, then that's an issue. And I don't think it will. I think this was a, hey, we're frustrated. We have things we want to say and we just don't want to do anything stupid. We want to be focused on this game. I can kind of get that side of it. Now, I have the utmost respect, and I know I'm media, but I have the utmost respect for the media members like Kevin and Eddie and Justin Michael and those guys, because they're out gathering stories. We're doing it too. I mean, we're gathering stories too. I'm having Nico Medved on this program for 20 minutes talking about basketball. It grows excitement around your program. So there's turmoil surrounding CSU, and it just seems like it's been that way for a while. You know, really, since Steve Addazio got here, and you just wonder, okay, winning cure everything? And I believe it will in this case. I think people will get behind Steve Addazio. We did a poll on Monday. Are you in or out on Steve Addazio? Or maybe it's Tuesday. I don't know. It was like 60%, 59% out. So it was kind of down the middle. So, I mean, that's where people are right now. It's down the middle. And you're wanting to see, you know, where they are. Eastside Chris, thank you for that. Yeah, very nice. 34 minutes after the hour. All right, let's get back to Broncos, Denver Broncos, Washington football team. I mean, there's must wins and there's pretty much win or you're just irrelevant through the rest of the year. That's where it is. We'll take a short break. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, what's going on? going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
You just see Vic Fangio in the locker room running up, singing this to everybody. Teddy joins in. Vaughn joins in. Everybody's getting excited. You got to do something different. It's getting played out, man. It's getting old fast. It's getting real old. But you know what? You got to find a way to beat this Washington football team. Rev Chiropractic, listen, they bring you passion and principled chiropractic expertise. I've been going there for almost a year now, and I'm feeling 10 million times better. I go once a week still. When I first started, I went a couple of times a week, but now I'm down to once a week, and it's been great for me. It's worked for me. Their goal is to make their chiropractic office a center of healing for the entire Greeley area. You know, no matter who you are, they'll find that their office, their team, their procedures are all optimized to help you achieve your best health. They're not just doing, hey, one size fits all. Sitting down with you, doing x-rays, getting everything, finding out exactly what you're going to need. That's Rev Chiropractic in Greeley. They're off of Highway 34 and 35th Avenue in the same shopping center as Home Depot. Noob says, if CSU wins, do you think that they keep the media out as a superstition because they won? If they start making this a norm, they're going to have some backlash on that, because I think Kevin Lytle was telling us it's a public entity, so you can't necessarily close it out. I mean, like CU, for example, they don't let you see any practice, but you get audio and stuff afterward. You get interviews. So I guess they could. Legally, can they? I don't know. I hope not, because it's seriously, it's what really helps. I believe we're still good with the Scott Patchen show on Monday, which is cool. Pays to know people, right? So I don't know. I don't think they can. Maybe they can. It would be a bad look, though, because you want to have people listening to radio about your program, reading the stories about your program. The worst case scenario is that the media gets fed up and just stops covering it. I mean, I know that the Coloradoan, like, that's a big piece of what they do. But I mean, Angel, we talk everything on this show.
Everything.
Everything. I mean, the Denver Post can easily just say, you know what? Because they send a guy up here. Keeler comes up. They send a guy to the games and to practice once in a while. If you're the Denver Post, you could just say, you know what? They're going to do that. Fine. We will not bother sending a guy up north. Same with some of these other outlets. Maybe the Reporter Herald just says, you know what? We'll focus on just high school sports. Maybe he'll focus on UNC. Yeah, we got the Tribune, but there could be other papers that cover them more. I don't think it's going to happen, and I hope it doesn't, for everyone's sake, because I enjoy following CSU. I enjoy covering CSU. I have a dedication to CSU, no question about it. But no, I doubt it. I doubt that's the case, but I've been wrong before. Simple solution for the Broncos this weekend, run the ball. Is that it? Or do you think Jerry Jeudy comes right back and just lights everything up? I mean, he's definitely going to be a breath of fresh air. You kind of saw in that first, week when he was in, what he can do and what he does. Allows everything open underneath, too. A speed guy like that can create so many mismatches for you, and it allows you. He might not even get a ton of yards in this game. But just knowing he's there does keep defenses honest. And if you can get him rolling, man, you can. Who knows? Jerry Jeudy, we all had high expectations for. So if you can get him cooking and get him out where you're sucking into safety and another corner, and suddenly, all right, you've opened up the field a little bit. Maybe Bridgewater can start to turn this thing around, and maybe you save your season for a week. He's supposed to return to the lineup. Zach Stevens just tweeted out that Vaughn was practicing. But Cliff tweeted out that Vaughn and Jeudy were not practicing. So I don't know what that means just yet. Judy, we thought was good to go. He's cleared to go. But then you read Kliss's tweet earlier that said Judy is not, he's on the sidelines right now. He's not practicing. So Judy's already been talking about playing. He said, I'm back. I'm ready to go. So unless there was a major setback, then I would imagine he's still going to go. Teddy Bridgewater said, it'll open things up for everyone in this offense. Having a guy like Jerry back, we're excited that he's going to be out there. Yeah, and I hope what that means is, again, it makes running the ball a little bit easier, too, because you're not going to have safeties and corners cheat up, cheat in so much either. But you have this this Washington team that was supposed to be better defensively, and they started off pretty good defensively. But now Jack Del Rio's squad is dead last in points allowed per game, passing yards average, and opponent's third down proficiency. So that changed quickly. That's why we don't get too high or too low, right? Green Bay loses game one. Uh-oh. Denver goes 3-0. Carolina goes 3-0. Washington defense looked good. All that's changed since then. Now we're getting into, this is when I like to say, when you get to that halfway point, that 7-8 game mark, we start finding out who you are. And right now, what do we know about the Broncos? They seem to have talent in space and spots, but the coaching staff, to me, has not been able to get them all to work together. And that's what's so frustrating about this as we looked at it, saying that this defense needs to carry them and you need to run the ball better. Those are two things that have not happened for them. So big one. Big one for Denver. Absolutely important. No question. If you want to say must win again, yeah, it's more than that. Because you lose this game and it's like people give up then. Once you start getting under a few games under 500 at this stage of the season, and with the schedule that's coming up still with Dallas, two Kansas City games, and I still think Kansas City finds a way to bounce out of this. I don't think anybody's too optimistic if you drop this one. 47 minutes after the hour. When we come back, we're going to get to it. We're going to lock and load the picks. I'm sitting at 16-15. It's time to climb over that hump. Angel saying I need to be six games over 500. Well, then that's the goal. That's what we're shooting for. Maybe 10. We'll be right back. Picks are next.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. Hey, listen, if you've been in Northern Colorado for even a short amount of time, chances are you or someone you know has been touched by the great work that they do at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. They're celebrating over 51 years of being specialists in the medicine of motion. Check out their website, orthohealth.com. That's orthohealth.com. Angel, let's do this. It's time for the picks. You know, one way or the other, these have become famous. You guys like to get at me when you think I'm going to be wrong or when I am wrong. You guys like to... No, you don't. You don't like to celebrate when I get it right. Let's look at it. We got no Air Force this weekend. So, the picks are in. UNC, Sac State. Sac State, another one of those really good Big Sky Conference teams. And I know we're feeling better about the Bears with the dub. However, we don't have a spread for that game, do we yet? I always have a hard time finding the FCS spread, so I'm just going to say Sac State wins this game. They beat up on the UNC Bears, and you turn the page to the next week. See you at Oregon. It is a plus 24.5 spread. See you's the dog in that one, in case you wanted me to be clear. The Buffs lose. They do not cover that crazy of a spread. The Colorado State Rams, Boise State, tomorrow night, 5 o'clock. The Rams are, I think, 2-point dogs in this one. I like the Rams to do what they've never done before. They're going to beat Boise State in Canvas Stadium on All Hallows Eve for everyone out there. So, yes, I like the Rams to get the dub. There's a positive. So far, it's all been losses. Denver, Washington. Denver is a 3-point favorite in this game. It is must upon must upon must upon must win for the Broncos. Is Jerry Jeudy coming back? Maybe. They get some help at the inside linebacker? Maybe. Will they run the ball? Probably not, but I sure hope so. That all being said, Washington is bad. Their defense is bad. I think Teddy Bridgewater has himself a day, actually. And that's from me saying that. I think he has himself a day. Saves the season for at least another week. I like the Broncos to win and cover the -3. My two at-large picks real quickly. I like the Bucs over the Saints to cover the -4.5. And I like San Diego State to win over Fresno State to cover the -1. It's -1. All right, it doesn't matter. So I like that going forward. There it is. That's the picks. It's going to do it for us this week. We got high school football kicking off tonight. Kyle Johnson will have the pregame show at 6 o'clock, and then we'll have UNC football tomorrow. The PDC Energy pregame show starts at noon, so you're not going to want to miss that. If you miss any portion of the show, go to thewholeshow.com or 1310kfk.com. Find our podcasts. That'll do it for us. Happy football. Good night, Northern Colorado.